And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are here celebrating all the people, the places, the events, the history and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so darn wonderful.
That is correct, Fred.
we always start off the show talking about the different things that are going on. But I got to tell you, Jeff, we're in a rush here today because as soon as the show is over, I'm heading to Florence and I'm in the Warrior Dash.
You're kidding.
No. We talked about this before.
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember anything. Yeah, it's like a 5K run with 12 obstacles, including a fire pit and other assorted torture devices.
Yeah, well, so who am I getting to host a show with me next week?
Well, I was just going to say I'm looking for somebody. I got to make a couple calls on the way to Florence, but you will have somebody next week.
Yeah, I better get somebody out there. Gosh, if you'd like to host the Fred and Jeff Show with me next week, give me a call, because Fred sounds like he's going to get burned up at the Warrior Dash and might not be able to help.
Yeah, so give us an email at fred@fredandjeff.com.
There are a lot of things going on.
Yeah, do give us an email at fredandjeff.com if you know things going on, because we love promoting them. But also, if you want to get onto our newsletter, which we send out once a week, and also... check out our website at www.fredandjeff.com.
Right, and don't forget our media partner. Other than, you know, obviously we're here on 104.1 The Truth, but the Tucson Sentinel. You can catch our show every Monday morning on the Tucson Sentinel.
Maybe every Monday morning.
No, every Monday morning, I think. We've done pretty good the last 3 weeks. So check out the Tucson Sentinel. It's a great alternative to getting the local news here in Tucson.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of things going on next week where, you know, I'll either be in the hospital or I will be here.
I don't know. I might be taking bets. You're going to be, let's see. Yeah, you'll be here. You'll probably stand at that starting line and go, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, but, no, I'm doing this. I have a group of people with me. We're all doing it.
Good.
So, but next weekend, a lot of fun stuff. Another 5K, the Walk With Me fundraiser, which is going to benefit the Easter Seals Blake Foundation, is happening, and this is a huge event. It's a national thing. I think last year there were 63 Walk With Me events across the country. 23,000 walkers and donors. And they raised $3.7 million. And Easter Seals helps kids with autism, with disabilities, helps their families. They support a lot of our local community organizations like Children and Family Services and SAGE, and they help with employment and all sorts of things. So we encourage you to go visit the Easter Seals site. Go to walkwithme.org/Tucson. And get involved with Easter Seals and the Walk With Me event next Saturday, the 5th.
Very cool. And there's a lot of other stuff. And I got to tell you, the first week in May,
I also forgot. While I'm being at the Warrior Dash this afternoon, everyone else should be at the Pima County State Fair.
That's right. Today's the last day.
Today is the last day.
Yeah, so if you haven't made it out to the fair yet to get your fill of fairness, get out there.
Everything comes fried on a stick out there.
And that's why you're probably going to have a hard time at the Warrior Dash, Fred. Too much fried on a stick. But let me just, I'm going to give you all a quick synopsis of this coming week. We've got the Ballet Tucson presents Cinderella, birding and history along the Santa Cruz Heritage Festival, the Bisbee Gem and Minerals Show, that's later on in the month on the 26th, the Body and Soul, the Old Pueblo Women's Expo. You've got Bubble Palooza at the Tucson Children's Museum, it's now the Children's Museum of Tucson later in the month. There is so much stuff going on. Well, Agave Tucson, Fest at Hotel.
The Tucson
Congress.
Folk Festival is coming up next weekend.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff, folks. And so please,
you know,
get Tucson out there, meet your neighbors, support our artisans, support, you know, the folks that are trying to make Tucson a better place, because when you support them, you are making Tucson a better place to live.
You're just supporting our families, our friends' families. You're supporting the community. And the last thing we want to talk about is the Tucson Arizona Boys Course. They have their concert on May 5th, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Where's that concert at, Fred?
I believe it's going to be downtown, but if you go to fredandjeff.com and you click on the upcoming events button, All the stuff is going to be there. There's a link, actually, to one of our partners, the Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau, and they have a beautiful events page, tells you what stuff is coming up for months in advance. So check out our sponsors, check out our webpage, and check us out once we come back from our first break.
Yeah, so stick around. We'll be right back.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our tapestry of heritage and culture attracts interest from around the world.
While our vibrant community of artists lifts our spirits and sparks our imagination.
Because downtown Tucson is coming to life.
Because you can dress down for the rodeo in the morning and dress up for the theater at night.
Because an army of entrepreneurs and small business owners help fuel our economy.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why Monkey Burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway in Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. And folks, guess what we're talking about today?
Soccer?
Oh, Fred. No, Fred. We're talking about baseball.
Ah, baseball.
Baseball.
The boys
Abner,
of summer are here.
That's right. Abner Doubleday's invention. Baseball in Tucson. Folks, we've talked about all kinds of sports as we've been on for, you know, over 2 years. We've had the soccer folks come in.
Roller derby girls.
Roller derby girls. Oh, geez. No offense to the roller derby girls, but yes. But
that is a sport.
It is a sport, yes. So is hanging out with you, Fred. This is a sport as well. But today, we've got two of the most knowledgeable gentlemen in Southern Arizona on baseball, the Summer Classic on baseball, that you can imagine. The amount of information in this room, baseball-related, is just unprecedented. Wouldn't you say, Fred?
Thank you, Fred. I wouldn't know.
So we've got Mike Fader from the Tucson Padres and Jack Donovan. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing great. It just means when you say we have vast knowledge, that means we're old.
Well, that.
But we both qualify under that, but we're experienced as well. Grizzled veterans.
Grizzled baseball veterans. Awesome.
You know, and Tucson has had a great history, or baseball has had a great history in Tucson. Or Tucson has had a great baseball history. I can say it either way.
Which your family has been a part of. You know,
yeah, I remember when Fred was the starting first baseman for the Cleveland Indians.
Right.
Remember that fight you got in with Joey Bell, Fred?
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
I'll never forget that. So, spring training has come back to Tucson in a minor way, right, Mike?
A minor way?
Well, yes. I mean, spring training is, we had 3 games this year. We had 2 games last year. You know, the goal is, and Jack's been a part of all of it, you know, we believe it's important to keep our foot in the water, you know, a toe in the water, whatever the cliche is.
Well, that's a poor cliche in the desert.
No, that's true. to remain active,
right,
with Major League Baseball, just so they know we're alive. You know, last year, or this past spring, the Dodgers had 10,000 plus for the second straight year, fundraiser for the Christina Taylor Green Memorial Foundation. You know, we had the Mariners and Brewers on in here, and the game Jack was involved in had 7,000 people for that. So we need to make sure Major League Baseball knows that we're not giving up.
Good.
And in my opinion, and I'll let Jack talk to it, I think spring training will be back in some form here within the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, that's good.
That's very encouraging.
That's very encouraging. What
do you agree
think,
with
Jack?
That, Jack?
Yeah, I do agree with that. I think there's a lot of movement going on right now up in Phoenix. There are some teams that aren't happy. You know, they have 15 teams up there now that are fighting for the baseball populace in the spring, and some of them are finding themselves on the outside.
But hold on, Jack. I want to just let everybody out there who they're unfamiliar with the politics of baseball know that what 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we had the Cleveland Indians. They were our only Major League Cactus League baseball team here in Tucson. And then we got the Rockies.
Yeah, there's a huge community coalition
left,
got put together.
The Indians left to Florida, and the Rockies, the Diamondbacks, came, and the White Sox came to town. And we had a great minor league baseball town. There were a lot of folks who went to minor league baseball games. A lot of folks from Chicago and Colorado came to Tucson to watch minor league baseball. Then what happened?
Well, basically, and again, this is my opinion. I think the teams started looking at facilities. If they could get anywhere you could get a new facility, teams were interested.
Why? Why was that so important?
Well, they feel it's important for development. You know, where all of a sudden now they have 6 batting cages down below, where at High Corbett they didn't have any. You know, they were always outside. The newer facilities can generate more income. They're built to generate money. And where spring training for years for the Indians was always a red line in their budget, all of a sudden teams were starting to show profit in spring training. So the players then became involved in a very big way. I mean, it's a long story in how I think it all happened, but bottom line is the players moaned and groaned enough about having to travel 15 times up to Phoenix for games that when there was an opening and it was available, the teams went and they went up to where it was more convenient.
I think it's also a part of bigger and better. You know, what was the cost of the Kano Sports Complex when they built it? $45 million?
Actually, I think it was $34, $37
million. The Diamondbacks and Rockies went to something built by the Indian Reservation in excess of $120
million. But I mean, was it $120 million of batting cages and clubhouses, or was it $120 million of skyboxes and you know, waiter service to
video
your seat
boards,
to get a hot dog,
or
video boards,
weight room, massive weight rooms, up to style medical facilities for rehabbing,
parking,
everything that had to do with development and generating income.
So, in a nutshell, we lost baseball in Tucson not because of anything that the Tucson community did, but mostly because these other communities were willing to spend 9 figures to lure these organizations away and for them to make more money.
The White Sox went to Glendale with the Dodgers. Again, much, much bigger, much nicer.
I still have a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that the Dodgers aren't spring training in Vero Beach.
No,
I go to sleep sometimes at night thinking,
right,
hearing Vin Scully in my mind talking about Vero Beach every spring training.
And that's what it was, but it's... I'm not sure that we're totally guilt-free in Tucson,
okay,
in southern Arizona. I think that, in my opinion, and I said this after the horse left the barn, I think we could have done more. Now, could the county or the city government have written a check in the times when everything was going? Of course not. People blame the city and they blame the county. I think that's unfair. Because there were, you know, in 2008, 2009, there were no dollars to do things. Now, you know, all of us have had a lot of time at High Corbett Field. I mean, your dad was instrumental in everything we did when I ran the Toros in the early 90s and late, you know, 89 is my first year there. You know, all through those years, unfortunately, High Corbett was outdated. you know, High Corbett was by far, and I underline the word by far, the worst spring training facility in the entire Cactus League.
Because of?
Nobody's fault. I mean, Fred, you know, you were a city councilman. I mean, there was nothing necessarily. You're not going to come up with a magic wand to come up with $40 million.
Yeah, I mean, when it was originally built,
it was great.
It was great.
Without question. So I don't want it to be a criticism, but again, I go back to my first statement, bigger and better. People were willing to write those checks. The Maricopa County Sports Authority, or what do they call that? That's not the name, but it really is the Maricopa County, Arizona Sports Commission, whatever it is. They had all kinds of money that they could spend, and they did. You know, Goodyear, if you're right now the Reds or the Indians and you're in Goodyear, you're dying because of the oversaturation of that market. The Brewers, the Oakland A's.
Well, wait a minute, Mike. What do you mean you're dying? You have no attendance, you mean?
Well, it's nowhere near it used to be because now the Diamondbacks have gone in and bastardized the market because that's their major league city.
So didn't anybody have didn't they understand that if you stick 15 teams in a market of 3.5 million people, maybe not everybody's going to have the same attendance?
They should have understood.
and I tell you what, work that number backwards. First of all, the games are at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you really don't have 3.5 million people that you're drawing from. You're basically, what you've built those for is for the snowbirds. This is to attract outside money to come into a community. That's what it did here. The economic impact for those, each one of those teams, what was it, 19 million?
$10 million per team here.
Yeah, every
spring. So, you know, every $30
million,
right?
Yeah, basically, that was almost our Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We would have the RVs coming in from Colorado and people flying in.
Let me ask you this, what did we ever do? Do you remember anything special we ever did when the teams come in? Do we have a big meet and greet?
Well, that was my point. I mean, I agree with that. You know, that
did we do it for the gym show?
We could have done more. We could have embraced, you know, in Tucson, and obviously we all love it here. We wouldn't live here. We don't do the extras sometimes, you know.
Well,
we don't.
Now, this is the Fred Jeff Show. We talk about all the great things in Tucson, and I think we've kicked the horse enough where we know we lost it and why we lost it. And basically, someone held up a shiny ball that was prettier and did more things than what we had, and we didn't have the opportunity, we didn't have the money. By the time we figured out we were in trouble, it was too late.
Well, and the one thing I will say, I don't think the Diamondbacks, and I shouldn't even say this publicly, I don't think the Diamondbacks should get off scot-free.
Mike, you're just talking to a couple of friends here.
That's what I thought.
And our mom.
I think they did Tucson wrong, you know, personal opinion. You know, I know we're supposed to be talking about positive things here, but are they not the Arizona Diamondbacks? I mean, could they not have lived out the existence of their lease one more year?
Right.
Do they not have a presence here anymore? I mean, that's wrong. I mean, we have a million people that live in this community, and we need to have pride in that.
And most of them are now Padres fans.
Well, we hope. I mean,
yeah, so
I said something funny that people like looked at me in the beginning as soon as I said it. Do you know there are more people from Tucson that go to San Diego to watch baseball games than go to Phoenix?
Yeah, we have
Would
family.
You guys agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So,
I believe that.
Well, you know, actually,
Petco's a great place to
you
watch
make a really good point, because when the Diamondbacks pulled out of Tucson, a lot of people who were traveling up to Phoenix, you know, had season tickets, are like, oh, not anymore, we don't.
Right, well, so that's why our affiliation was great. But the one thing that we haven't talked about, you want to talk about positive things that could happen.
Absolutely.
The Pima County Sports and Tourism Authority, when I made my statement that I think we're going to have spring training here in the next 5 to 10 years, the Sports Authority is going to have a referendum that they're going to bring in front of the public, Pima County voters, in November of 2013. That's got a chance to give us a little bigger and better. Now, there'll be a lot of voters that will say, well, gosh, you couldn't even make spring training work. How could you even look at a new facility? That's a minor part of the bill. The teams, Jack said that maybe they want to be closer to Phoenix. Okay, maybe I-10 and Tangerine, I-10 and, you know, in that area on the northwest side, which would be closer, which is a booming area population-wise. Maybe that's a little better area, knowing the Keno Sports Complex is doing great with soccer and could still have some spring training games. Jack brought in two Korean teams last year.
Yeah, tell us about that, Jack.
You know, so, but if I could just finish one thing. But the important thing of the referendum is they're going to generate, if this bill gets passed, And there's going to be a lot more about it in the next year or so. It's going to generate well over $200 million of youth and amateur sports facilities, which we desperately need in this community. Now we talk about bigger and better. Our kids don't have to go to Phoenix for every soccer tournament. They're going to stay here. We're going to have it a 10,000-seat or 8,000-seat. Dave Sitton has been a big proponent of this for the top high school and for a little shootout and soccer exhibition games and
rugby.
You could have 50 to 100 events in there. Let's put it downtown. You know, let's come up with a good place for it. You're going to build a softball complex. We're going to build a soccer complex. You might do something with the velodrome for the racing community. This money is going to be used, and it's all going to stay right here in Tucson. It will be a tremendous asset for our community.
That's outstanding. And so how can people get behind that, Mike? What can they do right now to get behind it?
It'll be next November, not this November.
13.
And the reason it wasn't being brought up this year, I'll be quite honest, it's a national presidential election. They'll kill everything that goes around it, you know. Right. So the feeling is that that's the best chance, and that's the last bite of the apple. When I was the executive director of the Sports Authority, we had so many years to bring this before the public. This next November of 13 is the last year that it could be brought up. So there is some tax involved. I don't want to say it's tax free, but mostly it's going to tax the people who are traveling here from out of town. If you go to a restaurant, for example, it's going to cost you a quarter for every $100 you spend to really reinvest in our community.
Okay. So we'll talk more about that in the future. And folks, thanks for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. We've kind of gotten it off of our chest now. And so the second half of the show, we're going to talk about all the great things that are happening with baseball in Southern Arizona. And again, for those of you just tuned in, we're here with Mike Fader, the general manager of the Tucson Padres, and Jack Donovan. Jack, what's your title?
I'm the senior advisor.
Senior advisor?
Of the Tucson Padres.
Of the Tucson Padres. Two of the...
He walks around the stadium with a sombrero.
And before we go, tell us about this Korean thing. Mike kind of told us that you brought these two Korean teams in.
Well, we had two Korean teams in, which was sort of a spinoff of myself and a partner of mine, Leon Lee. We've been over to Japan trying to get two Japanese teams to come here in spring train, and they would be a part of the Cactus League. And we call that the Japanese Initiative. And because of all the work we did on that over the last 3 years, the word about Tucson and this facility got out to the rim. And consequently, some
the Pacific Rim.
Yeah, that's right. There is another rim here in there.
Right.
Brought in front of a number of Korean teams that we gave tours to the facility, and two of them came in and spent 6 weeks here training, staying at hotels, eating out. They spent a ton of money here in town.
And what did they think?
They loved it, and I'm sure that we'll get at least two more back. They may not be the same teams. Some are shifting around. One may look at High Corbett and use the minor league facility at High Corbett.
That's great. That's great. So, folks, we've got to go. We've got a break here at the bottom of the hour for the news. But stick around here with Fred and I and our guests on the Fred and Jeff Show, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
City, a van went out of control on a highway and plunged 50 feet into the Bronx Zoo. 7 people, 3 of them children, were killed. No zoo visitors or animals were harmed. At least four crew members of a yacht were killed in a collision with a much larger vessel off the California-Mexico border. Rich Roberts with the Newport Ocean Sailing Association.
We're presuming that they were hit by a ship, the way the damage was. It's a busy shipping lane just off the coast of California, especially around the border areas and where this occurred.
Despite that, the yacht was not required to have a radar. It was taking part in a race. There was no crew list, and the Coast Guard is searching for more possible victims. Word from Vienna that Shukri Ghanem, a former Libyan oil minister, was found dead in the Danube River. A police spokesman says the body showed no external signs of violence. Ghanem was working as a consultant for a Vienna-based company. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett. A warming trend will keep our temperatures a couple degrees above average here as we start out the work week for today. Lots and lots of sunshine, looking at 90 degrees in southern Arizona. That holds true Monday and Tuesday, but then a gradual warm-up could have us close to 100 as we look toward next weekend. For 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM, I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett.
I'm Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the Old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are talking baseball.
Yes, we are.
It's been very, very good to me.
It has been very, very good to Tucson.
Yes, it has.
So we're here with Mike Fader and Jack Donovan, both from the Tucson Padres. And Jack, during the break, we were talking about, well, anything else you want to talk about with the Korean teams coming in or any of the Pacific Rim teams, the Japanese teams coming to Tucson?
Well, you know, we have another, one of the larger of the Korean teams is coming back in May to tour the facilities again. The Japanese issue may not any longer be a possibility. The fact that soccer is in there and the football game, with us converting the field over, we really don't get the field back till almost mid-March. So that idea of coming in for spring training and be part of the Cactus League under the current situation probably can't happen.
So does Japanese baseball run the same time as Major League Baseball?
Absolutely, exactly the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just find it very interesting that a team from the Pacific Rim would fly all the way to Tucson to spring train. What's the allure?
Weather. The weather that most of them go to Okinawa for spring training. Very cold, wet, windy. They have real issues of trying to get enough practice time in. They are phenomenal about practice. For them, they were very content to be out in the backfields and working, taking 2.5 fields and going from morning till 4 in the afternoon. They break for lunch, right back at it. And then many nights they came back out and took night batting practice.
Really?
I'll give you another one. They took night batting practice so seriously that they actually set up, and the DoubleTree was wonderful in allowing them to do this. They set up nets over the tennis courts at the DoubleTree and were taking batting practice at the DoubleTree on the tennis courts.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's very cool. Yeah. So that's great. Well, thanks for doing that for Southern Arizona. That's great that you were able to pull that off.
Well, it took some time, but what I think has happened is due to the fact that we got the word out, a lot of teams were talking about it. Korean teams came in. Good example, there was a high school tournament that was supposed to be over in California the spring before last. And remember we had that massive rain that came in here?
Yes.
And over there, whatever? Well, they really got it bad. Well, when they landed, they were told, the Japanese high school teams were told, that the tournament probably wouldn't go on. First thing they said, have you checked Tucson out? Well, I think a year or so earlier, they would never even known where Tucson was.
Well, another good example is a year ago in the spring, the University of Minnesota had a huge tournament, college tournament. Oklahoma State was a part of it and a few other teams. That was because the Metrodome collapsed.
Oh, that's right.
And they had those games, same thing. Now we had a great facility here, and boom, here they came. So people around the country know what we have.
Right.
And now there was a meeting earlier this week, not sure really what came out of it, but it was talking about the future of the Keno Stadium and the Keno Sports Complex.
Well, let's talk about baseball today. So we've spent a lot of time talking with baseball yesterday, and some of the prospects, the Korean folks coming to town, and how well the community supported them. But let's talk about baseball today. We've got spring training, a couple games. How do you guys, who put those games together where you got the Dodgers to come into town and the Brewers to come into town for a game? Mike, did you do that? Jack, did you?
We all did.
Okay,
and the Sports Authority.
Okay.
You know, we've, like the Dodgers, quite honestly, it was easy because of John Green. John Green was the father of Christina Taylor Green, lives in Tucson. You know, he played at the University of Arizona. I mean, he's got deep roots in this community. He went to the Dodgers, boom, it was done. The Sports Authority used their influence to lock up some teams as well. We were able to get the San Diego Padres for obvious reasons. And then Jack was instrumental in getting the Brewers and Mariners to come. We did write them a check to come, but they all, I mean, Jack, you could talk about the experiences that the six teams had.
I like to use the word that Gord Ash, who came down representing the Brewers, and I called him up afterwards, and I just said to him, I said, I just wanted to thank you, and I hope the experience was a good one. He said, you know, the players really enjoyed it. He said, I have to tell you something. The operation, the game itself, the stadium, everything, flawless.
Wow.
I love that word. And he said, you know, people need to rethink Tucson and spring training.
Now, who, for our listeners' sake, and for probably Fred and I, who's Gord Ash?
Well, Gord Ash, I believe his title is the assistant general manager to the Milwaukee Brewers. And he's been around in baseball for a long time. He was with the Toronto Blue Jays for many years. And he's a very well-regarded guy in the business. And he took the time to meet with the Sports Authority to talk to them about the future and where things are going with facilities and whatever. They're one of the teams that have some issues up there. They've already outgrown Maryvale. So they're looking for a new facility that can handle part of the problem. And this answers your question a little bit before. Part of the reason that they're looking for these other facilities, it used to be like when the Indians came in, they came here for spring training. They came in a little bit early, played 15 games, and were gone. Now the teams are using those facilities year round. They have spring training. They have the minor league spring training. They have extended spring training.
Fantasy camps.
Then in the fall, up there, you have the fall winter league.
So wait a second. The Brewers are having, all these teams are having fantasy camps at their minor league training sites?
Spring training.
Or at the spring training sites? Right. Why wouldn't they be doing that in Milwaukee or in L.A. or in... Why wouldn't they be doing that? Why wouldn't they be getting those Hall of Famers?
It's snowing.
What's the weather in Milwaukee in January?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So those fantasy camps are during the winter.
Yeah,
These are
people that want to get out of these communities, come down here. They play a little golf. They mix golf in with it. It isn't just a fantasy camp for baseball.
You know, right now one of the best players in all of Major League Baseball, Matt Kemp, for the Los Angeles Dodgers, said he wasn't really excited about coming to Tucson when the Dodgers came. But when it was all said and done, he said, I had the best time. And he said, you can count on me anytime we need to come down.
Oh, that's great.
Especially to help the cause that he did. You know, so it's great. So that's something that we're committed to. I mean, we're not giving up.
Yeah, minor league baseball is still, there's still a glimmer of hope there.
Well,
for more than just three,
training.
Or for major league, excuse me, major league baseball.
I'd say more than a glimmer.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, as long as we have people like the county has to be committed to it. You know, the Pima County Sports and Tourism Authority is committed to it.
Because it sounds like the people of Tucson will show up if it's there.
We're committed to it. I mean, it's ironic. You know, we had one bad day of weather in spring training. It was the day the San Diego Padres were coming here on a Sunday. So I guess...
That is ironic.
You know, but no, we're going to... The purpose of your show is to talk about positive things. We're going to keep working on positive things.
Good.
You know, we had... We, meaning the Tucson Padres... since the season ended last season, we had the Mexican Baseball Fiesta where we brought in three teams from the Mexican Winter League, Hermosillo, Obregón, and Mexicali. We had the College Football All-Star Game. You know, that came in January. And, you know, seven U of A players played. LSU quarterback Jarrett Lee. Guys from Penn State, Ohio State. They all came to Tucson. They had never been to Tucson before. You know, we
televised.
Right. And we had FC Tucson, you know, brought the Desert Diamond Cup. And we had three spring training games. So for everybody who's wondering about it, we're not dead.
Well, the facility sure is getting a lot of use. Keno facility is getting a ton of use.
And that's the biggest misnomer in this town, is that there's nothing going on out there. I had Big Al came out to a game the other night. I said, Big Al, it's the only time you've ever disappointed me. I said, you're the most knowledgeable guy in town. He said that you were happy to see soccer here because it was good to see the facility being used. And as soon as I said, he went, oh, my God, I forgot about all the things that have been going on out here.
Right.
We're actually turned away two Korean teams last year, two other ones, because we couldn't fit them.
That's amazing. I'd like you to finish your thought on the Brewers outgrowing the Maryvale facility.
Yeah.
So outgrowing that Maryvale facility, meaning that it doesn't hold all their fans or it doesn't...
No, it's not that. Actually, they're one of the teams that are struggling to draw. Okay. Maryvale isn't the best area in the Phoenix area. But the facility is a good facility, but not when you were first got there and they were just using it for spring training, it was fine. Now all the teams are utilizing it much, much more. Many of them are renting that out to other, like for instance, Korean teams are up in Phoenix. Using some of their facilities up there. They just use the facility so much more now that their weight room for that the size that they would have had, the medical room for rehabbing.
I mean,
that's where they send all their guys. Most of the guys live year-round up in the Phoenix area because they can utilize the facility.
I mean, if you notice this past week, the Pima County Board of Supervisors approved the renovation of one of the fields at the Keno Sports Complex on the north side of the street where the lights are to be a full-time FIFA-sized soccer field. You know, I'm sure some of the baseball people aren't excited about that, but even on the south side, there's still seven fields, you know, four of which are lit. So it's, I mean, that complex has a lot of things going on. Today, as a matter of fact, as we're sitting here talking, there's a large rock concert that will be at the stadium that will probably bring in 13 to 14,000 people.
That's great. All right, we got to take one last break for the show, and we'll be right back with our guests, so stay tuned.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045. FiveStarTermite.com.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're talking about the boys of summer here with Jack Donovan and Mike Fader from the Tucson Padres.
That's right. And Jack, a minute ago you were telling me that I made a critical error at the beginning of the show when I said that Abner Doubleday invented baseball. Can you explain that to our friends listening to the show?
Yes, I can. I thought it was quite obvious that whole idea has been a myth. If you look at the Bible, it's talked about in the Bible. Baseball's the very first words they talk about in the Bible.
Really?
In the beginning. And so, come on, it's right there. And then in the Roman Empire days, they were playing baseball.
Really?
It was a famous double play combination of Julius Caesar, ground ball to him, he flips it to second, he says, "Get to, Brute." So come on.
The sound effects in
you know. It's been talked about forever.
Yeah, Ryan, the drum roll. Well, folks, thanks for sticking around here on the Fred and Jeff Show. We're here with our guests today, Mike Fader and Jack Donovan from the Tucson Padres. Mike, everybody thought that minor league baseball was done in Tucson. And the next thing we know, the Padres come rolling in. How did that happen?
Well, because the community in Portland decided that they no longer wanted a baseball stadium. And they converted all to soccer. You know, they virtually converted the entire baseball stadium and just said, we're going to make it MLS soccer, of which they're doing very well, by the way. And so they needed a place to play. The San Diego Padres were the AAA affiliate of the Portland Beavers, and they wanted a brand new stadium in Escondido. Escondido is 30, 40 minutes outside of downtown San Diego. It's a bedroom community, a suburb out there. And so they were going to build a new stadium. The city of Escondido was on board. They said, but we need a city to be there for 1 year. you guys have a beautiful facility. You've had AAA baseball there. For those people that don't know, AAA baseball started here in 1969.
Wow, 1969.
So it was a long history. And then it was a sad day for both myself and Jack when the Sidewinders sold the Reno and team left, and after all those years. Well, so now Branch Rickey III, the president of the PCL.
Pacific Coast League.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pacific Coast League. Thanks, Fred. You got to help me out here. And Jeff Morad, who at the time was the CEO of the San Diego Padres, both called and said, okay, we need to have baseball back in Tucson. You've got a facility. You've got people who have operated the club. What's it going to take for you guys to run our club for a year?
Which was last year.
Which was last year.
Okay.
So we worked a deal out, to I guess everybody's benefits. We went out and got 12 local investors to help underwrite the LLC that I formed.
Mm-hmm.
Part of our responsibility in running the club was we had to accept all business risk, which we did. And thus, we start the season, guys like the Furrier family and Brent Kite and I don't want to leave anybody out, so I'm not going to dare to list everybody. Go to our website, TucsonPadres.com, and you can see who they are. They got behind us, and we had to throw it out to the community. Well, the community felt like, well, we're not sure. You're only here a year. What's going on? Well,
right.
Well,
how can I give you my heart
right
when we may, end this relationship so quickly?
Well, and that was difficult for us in the beginning of the year. We had four months to start a brand new AAA operation, knowing that there was some ill feelings about the way things ended. So, I'm crazy. I brought Jack on. We both run the club here for well over 20 years combined. And we just wanted to figure out a way making it work. Well, it was much more difficult than I thought. But you could see the progress as the season went on. Opening day, Jeff Morad's in town. Escondido was kind of going slow. Asked me if, hey, are you guys willing to do it at least for the 2012 season as well? We said, without question, sight unseen, let's not worry about how things go. Let's be confident, figure out how to make it work. So we knew that we were here for 2012. Now, this past December, there was a lot of decisions that have to be made in the Supreme Court of California. One of the decisions was that many cities were saying it was illegal what Governor Brown was trying to do, and he was forcing them to pay a fee on top of the redevelopment money that they had. They just said, well, it's blackmail. Well, I think everybody knows the state of California was in dire financial straits. So they went to the state Supreme Court. Little did anybody know that not only did the Supreme Court say it was legal for Governor Brown to do what he did, but it's also illegal for Governor Brown to charge this fee. So thus, all redevelopment funds were abolished. Well over $1 billion, minor league baseball projects, Escondido, arts projects, music projects, housing, all totally squashed, which virtually killed Escondido. So now
virtually, are you saying that
There's still opportunities to go to a
private investor came and built a stadium and bought a
So the long and the short of it is thanks to the California Supreme Court, Tucson has the opportunity to keep the Padres.
Correct. And so now the disappointment, and our ownership is 49% of the San Diego Padres ownership. It's the group that owns the Padres. They formed their own LLC called North County Baseball LLC. Troy Aikman is a part of that. Jeff Morad's a part of it. A number of guys, and they wanted to buy the San Diego Padres. That has since fallen through. They got denied by Major League Baseball. So Jeff Morad is then out as the CEO. What does that mean to us? Well, that group has said, we got to sell the team. We bought it to move it to Escondido. It comes out in the media that El Paso is a possibility. I'll stand here right now and tell you, El Paso will never be approved by the Pacific Coast League because of the danger of Juarez.
So now what you're telling our listeners basically is that for the foreseeable future, the Tucson Padres will be the Tucson Padres.
Well, I, it's hard for me to come up with a scenario that we won't be back in 2013. Now,
That's great.
No, I agree. It's up to us, Jack, myself, the rest of our staff, to make it work. Last year, we were dead last in all of AAA baseball in attendance, and I'll attribute that to the late start.
Okay, but Mike, tell our listeners how they can help you be successful.
Come to one game.
Okay.
One game.
All right.
Seriously.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a great line. We've used it for years. If everybody in Tucson went to one game, one football game, one baseball game, one soccer game, whatever's in town.
One round of golf, just one basketball game. Right.
If you went, we'd be the greatest sports town in the United States.
How do you figure?
Well, because, you know, you got a million people here just about. So if everybody came to a game.
There's no AAA teams drawing a million people.
We'd kill it in every area of
sports.
But
I will tell you, some AAA teams draw 700,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Albuquerque Isotopes?
They're a top one, but the big boys are Round Rock and
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
What about Buffalo? Are they still? They still have
not as
tenants.
Good, but still solid. I mean,
well,
these teams are averaging 7,500 a game.
Wow.
We had one crowd over 7,500 last year.
Was that a fireworks night?
4th of July.
So let's talk about that because we've got about 3 minutes to go. When people come to your facility, when people come to Keno to see the Padres, they're going to see some great young talent. And we all know minor league baseball are the kids trying to get up to the major leagues. But what else is happening out there?
We probably sell ourselves more as family entertainment than we do as coming to see Yasmani Grandal, who's going to be a tremendous player in the big leagues. He's our catcher. It's Thirsty Thursdays. It's fireworks. It's the San Diego Chicken, the Superstars, family nights. Last week, EG's had a night that they gave out tickets. It's whatever it is. I mean, You guys
do a lot of fundraising out there as well. You do a lot of fundraising as well.
Without question. I mean, Jack's spent a lot of time working on that. But think about it. What is there to do in this community inexpensively to take a family to? That's good, clean entertainment that's safe. Well, that's what we offer. So I'll use the analogy, and I know we're almost out of time. People say, well, should I put my heart in it? Well, nowadays, how many people know that the restaurant you go to is going to be in business next week or next month or a year from now? You don't know that. So enjoy what we have to offer.
Well, and the way that you can ensure that is to continue to support them.
Without question. And it's our goal to make this long term. We don't want 1 year deals.
So are all the box seats sold out to all the games? If I wanted to sit real close, 6 feet away from the guy on the on deck circle and chatter at him, can I still get tickets?
I'm not sure you get the first row. I mean, our season ticket holders buy the first, second, you know, second, third, fourth rows, but there's great seats available all the time.
Good.
And you don't have to even buy them in advance. I mean, go to our website, www.TucsonPadres.com. If you do Facebook, Tucson Padres is our name on there. And we have a lot of fun things going on. So phone number 434-1367. So please, just give us a try.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We hope all of our listeners give a try to the Padres. And we've got a quick trivia question with the last minute. Fred?
Yes, we do. And I actually have the question in my little pea brain.
Would it be the first year that minor league baseball was in Tucson?
No. Something we haven't even talked about. Name the Tucson Padres mascot.
The Friar?
No. That might be the name in San Diego.
Oh, the Tucson Padres mascot is not the Friar?
No.
See, Mike, here's how Fred and I work this. He gives a very obscure question.
I totally messed with him today.
And then I have to give the answer because nobody will know the answer to that. Well, no, that's not
I
true.
I guarantee you your listeners will know the answer.
All right, very good. And what do they win when they email you?
They win a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist, and you have to email me at fred@fredandjeff.com.
I'd rather give them some tickets to a Padres game.
And four great box seats.
Oh, there you go.
Four box seats to the Padres. Game of their choice.
Game of their choice. So, folks, thanks for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. Mike, Jack, you guys are two of the guys that make Tucson a great place to live. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And folks, go see the Padres, great minor league baseball. And if you missed a show, catch it online.